Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, in the Irish Examiner today, you might have seen this story by Liz Dunphy about children in Kerry who are reliant on CAMHS, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, doing Zoom calls with a psychiatrist based in Dubai because of staffing shortages. The father of one of the boys who are reliant on that service, Morris O'Connell, joins me now. Morris, you're welcome to the show. Can you start by letting us know how your son came to rely on this doctor in Dubai?
The reason that was is because we were under a junior consultant. And another doctor came in, a qualified doctor, and he went through files and he found that the junior doctor was over-medicating the children. He was putting them on antipsychotic drugs, which they should have never been put on. As, for instance, my son, he was on three types of drugs. One was Equizum, the other one was Concerta, and the biggest one was Risperidone, which is an antipsychotic for schizophrenia and bipolar. And he taught me the reason that he put my child on that is because he felt that my child had autism. And I told him that my child doesn't have autism, but he said, we'll get ahead of the game and we'll put him on that. So on a Saturday, we were called in by the whistleblower and he said, look, I have bad news for you, but your son has been over-medicated by this doctor. And my son turned around and said to him, doctor, can I ask you a question? And the doctor said, go ahead. He said, does that mean I'm going to die now? Now, the child was only 13 at the time when he was told that. So, and that's when the scandal broke in Southwest Kerry.
Yeah, and people remember then the Maskey report and all of that. So, The consequence of that, though, is that you find yourself relying on a doctor that doesn't live in Kerry, that doesn't live in Munster, that doesn't actually live in Ireland, but is living in Dubai. How did that come about?
That came about after the Maskey report that Mary Buckler and the HSC could not get a fully qualified consultant in Ireland to move to Kerry to cover South Kerry CAMHS. So she came up with this bright idea of telemedicine, they call it. So basically what that means is that you can sit there on a Zoom call with this doctor over in Dubai, and he'll prescribe medicine and he'll listen to you. And whatever he writes down, then the people in Southwest or in CAMHS in South Kerry go by what he says. But I have refused that service myself because for the simple fact is I don't believe it works. So he comes back to Ireland once a month.
Mark, before we talk about when he comes back and the service you avail of, when you say you don't think it works, you just mean the telemedicine aspect, is it? That he's not in the room.
I mean, okay. Look, it's like if you'd done a Zoom call with a doctor and he told you had cancer without even checking you out. Now, mental health is an unseen disease. And I can't, for the life of me, see how telemedicine can actually diagnose a child unless he's personally there in the first place.
So you mentioned this doctor. He does come back and that's when you see him, is it?
Yes, he comes back. I think it's once a month he comes back. He's flown over by the HSE and he stays a Friday and a Saturday and then he flies back again on the Sunday.
I mean, there's going to be people listening to this, Morris, and they'll think, you know, the Maskey report and everything that was happening there was just so egregious. It was so wrong. But as a solution, this leaves a lot to be desired. I mean, your son's doctor lives in Dubai. It's crazy.
It's absolutely insane in this day and age. And on top of that, you were talking about vulnerable, very vulnerable children here. And this is the kind of care that they get from the HSE as well as Mary Buckler. I mean, like, it's fine for Mary Buckler to go on TV or talk to us and give us the right words and the right talk and everything else. Mm. But it's the doing of it is the main part of this. These children need a full-time consultant in South Kerry,
not somebody
in Dubai.
What she might say is she'd love to say, but she probably can't find anyone to take the job.
No, she can't. And she has made that perfectly clear that nobody wants the job. And to tell you the truth, I'm not surprised. After what was done to Dr. Sharma, the whistleblower, when he came in, he was treated absolutely horrendous by the HSE.
And tell me this, I mean, do you worry for your son, Mark? We all worry for our kids, but I mean, do you particularly worry for your son, you know, given that he only gets this appointment now once a month and, you know, in between times, if there's any sort of problem, you know, yeah, it's not like calling down to the GP. Your doctor's not in a practice down the road.
But you see, the thing about it is that you don't even see him once a month. This is my point. It could be once every 3 months. That's because he's so many people in South Kerry to see. And if they don't accept Zoom, he has to see them personally. So you could be waiting 3 months for an appointment with that doctor from Dubai.
So 4 times a year. That's the best the HSE can offer you, is that we'll find you some for your son to see. But if you want to see him in person, it'll only be about 4 times a year.
Yes. And I mean, like, that's even better than when they had the junior consultant, because we only saw him once every 6 to 8 months. And he was physically in the building.
The whole system is so dysfunctional, Morris, isn't it?
It is absolutely insane. And I mean, like, I just can't believe it, because I mean, like, if you look at the report that came out yesterday or the day before, they're saying that there's, and they're right here, that there is no services for children after hours that are suffering from mental health. Mm. You have to wait for the Monday to come before you can contact them. And between the Friday and the Monday, God forbid, the child could have committed suicide between them 2 days.
You've been dealing with CAMHS
for years, Morris, is that right?
23, 24 years I've been dealing with cams.
Was there ever a time it worked well?
I don't believe so, because my son is 23 now, and he was put in Ritalin when he was 4 years of age. And legally, he was supposed to be 6 by the medical council. But when he was in North Kerry, he was put in Ritalin when he was 4. Now, the speed inside Ritalin. So that just shows you how far this is going back. This is not today or yesterday or since the Maskey report. This is going back over 20 years.
So what needs to be done, Morris?
What needs to be done, as far as I'm concerned, is that, and I've called this from day one, they have to dismantle CAMHS from not the administration, not the underground staff, not the social workers, but from management up. Middle management all the way to the top. There, every one of them should be fired. And a new lot brought in to see could they do anything with the service.
Do you think that part of this, and look, there's problems across the board in the health service in terms of accessing care and being on waiting lists, but do you think that some of the problems are compounded when it comes to CAMHS because there's still a bit of a stigma around mental health? It's still not taken as seriously.
By CAMHS, it is taken seriously. And I must say that for them. But they don't have the money. They don't have the services to offer people. It's like I went there now and I had to get my child privately assessed because of the junior doctor saying that he had autism. Now, it came back that he didn't have autism, but that they recommended that he see a clinical psychologist as well as an OT. Now, that was 2 months ago, and I'm still waiting.
So, sorry, the official diagnosis was autism, as you said right at the outset. You then had to pay out of your own pocket to convince them what you knew, that he didn't have autism. You got that diagnosis that you had to pay for your own pocket. Then the public system says, well, you've got to wait now several months to see somebody.
Yes, I'm waiting 2 months now, and I was told that we'd be rushed because Jason is coming to the age now where he will fall through the cracks of the mental health system. He will go from being an adult, a child, into the adult services. And I mean, like, I've been calling as well for that. There has to be another way of dealing with children with mental health problems besides medicating them. Because if you see a child like my son that was medicated, depression, anxiety, gaining weight, suicide attempts, and it was all down to the medication he was getting.
You must really worry about him, Morris, do you?
I do worry about him. And I mean, like, I worry every day. I still get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, walk the hallways and just peep into his room to make sure he's still alive. You know, like, and that's heartbreaking for a parent that they have to do that, because I was so used to doing it for nearly 2 years, walking the hallways just to make sure that he would stay alive till the following day.
And how is he today, Morris?
The depression is still there, so is the anxiety. He won't go to school. And when he's in school, he won't go to class because he feels like he's alienated, you know, because of his behaviour and stuff like that. And we're just trying to push him now to try to get the junior cert the way he'll actually have some qualification and maybe some kind of life. But all we want is the child to be happy, to be like any child. But we are not getting that because of the medication that the child was on. It's going to take years of therapy, of intervention, to try to get him back to being the the way Jason was before he started the medication.
Well, listen, Maurice, we thank you so much for your time and for sharing the story. And as I said right at the outset, it's detailed as well in the Examiner today. So listen, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, Maurice O'Connell there. If you've been impacted by any of this conversation, as always, you can contact the Samaritans for free on 116 123.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.